All right. So Rashi over here says that nun on the days part two. The Rashi over here says now this Rashi is going back now. It's five lines down. The second part of the halacha. The second part of the halacha states that if you don't have a mokum mesuyim, you must specify the very specific. Excuse me. You must, if you person, I want to be kind of shvisa in this park. Maybe it's a park. It's a small park. Okay, it's a small park, and you want to be kind of shvisa in the park. You have to specify exactly where in the park, which bench, which exact makom you want to be kind of shvisa. Because if you don't specify exactly where you want to be kind of shvisa, then. If you don't specify exactly where you want to be kind of shvisa, then it's not going to work. You're going to get zero. Tremendous chiddush. Rashi bamed dvarim amudim demokim she'ein mesuyim konilei mia dalar amos. You get dalar amos, and past the dalar amos, you get another 2,000 amos l'shvisa v'alpay mehen l'chol ruach. That's dafka. Next Rashi b'misayim dalar amos shakava. Bedalid bohen, you specified exactly dalad amos. Shachay loy bohem simin. Ilan oy even the amar boisin dalad dalte shemisasi. But let's say you do not specify those dalad amos. Let's say you don't specify garnished. Then what happens? Then you get nothing. Nothing. You're not allowed to even walk dalad Now you don't even get the 2,000. Like this is really what you were saying. See, we go back to the question you asked in the beginning of the Shia. So you asked the question, what's going on? So I think you're right. You're awake. The person is awake, and he had no kavan to be kind of shvisa, or he did not correctly specify where the makom shvisa.
But if I'm in a city, I automatically have 2,000. Leaving the city. That's just my question. Why am I worse off if I'm out in the middle of the desert? That's my only question.
Because when you're in the city, you have a default. When you're in the city, automatically you default to the city. Because that's where you live. When you're on the road, you're in no man's land. When you're on the road, you have to consciously decide where you want to be kind of shvisa. So if you decide, I want to be kind of shvisa where I'm standing, you get 2,000 amas.
If I was kind of shvisa where I'm standing, I do have those 2,000 amos.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best case. That's what the person over here is saying. I want to be kind of shvisa in this location, so it works. Provided it's very specific, you know exactly what you're doing. But if you don't know what you're doing, so therefore, but if you're standing in this location, you have kavan to be kind of shvisa right on your feet. You couldn't be better than that. You know exactly where you're standing. You look down on the ground. I want to be kind of shvisa right here. That's the best. The problem here is this guy, he botched up. Because I don't want to be kind of shvisa where I'm standing. I want to be kind of shvisa in the park. The problem is the park doesn't have a wall around it. Or the park has a wall around it and it's more than a base sosayim. So in that instance, it's too general to be kind of shvisa in the park. You have to be very specific which bench you want to be kind of shvisa at. And if you botch up and you don't specify which bench exactly where, so you koreach mikan, v'koreach mikan. You had kavana not to be kind of shvisa in the place where you're standing, and the place where you want to be kind of shvisa is inaccurate. So koreach mikan, v'koreach mikan. Garnish and garnish. So you're stuck, you can't walk more than dalar amos. Is that clear? No, the caterer didn't take away the oven here already for 3 weeks, and it stinks. Who's the caterer? Whose oven is this? There's an oven sitting here under the sink. I'm sitting right on top of it. I'm inhaling the fume.
You're right. They're probably leaving here already for the
youngest.
Okay, my apologies.
No, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. What do you do with you? Is there stuff in here? I'm afraid to open up. They're probably cockroaches. They probably left it.
It's empty.
What?
It's empty.
It's empty? So then it shouldn't smell if it's empty. I can't open up. I don't know how to open them. Not now. I don't know. Fine. No problem. No complaints. Vayit in the Gemara. Vayit in the Gemara. So therefore, we are over here. Fine. So, lo yazu. So therefore, in this case, lo yazu ben mekaymoi. Afilu psia achas v'alam shel mokim brak de'ishen lo shavitza eloi kan eloi kan. Garnish. You see, Rashi is my favorite. See the Rashi, beautiful Rashi. The aim lo shavitza eloi kan v'eloi kan. The mokim brak of lo rotsa lik. This is what I said. The place where you want to be cutting trees, lo rotsa lik nois. The kan sherotsa lo sim. The place that you want, that you say, I want to be cutting trees in the park. You have an obligation to be specific, and you fail to specify the exact location. V'haynu kiraf. Okay? So back to the Gemara. So now it says over here, the second Bameh Demamurim, it's going back in the case when you're not Messiah, the Makamah Mesuim. Could go into Shavas, the second, let's go around. I'm sorry, back to like, the middle of the page, smack in the middle of the page, very quickly. Now, when it says this is the second, it's going back on the original Sugya, according to Rashi, the original Sugya, in the case where you're not Messiah, where you want to be kind of in the park. And the park is Yosim Beis Rasayim. And you're not Messiah because Kishasim Dalat Am Shakava. You have to be very specific. Avaloisim Dalat Am Shakava La Yosim Mekome Gornished. You're not allowed to walk no Dalat Am. It's not here and not there because you had Kavana not to be Koin Shvisa B'mok and Braglov. And the place where you want to be Koin Shvisa, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Leimot Evi Tiv the Shmuel. This Akash on Shmuel. Why is Akash on Shmuel? So I'm coming to guess. I'm coming to guess because Shmuel holds that where you botch up your kavana, by default, you get 2,000 amos. Okay, I'm making that assumption. Shmuel holds that if you mess up on your kavana, you default to the makom of where your feet are and you get 2,000 amos. Rav says that if you mess up your kavana, you get nothing. Dalet amos. Shmuel says if your kavanah is no good, you default to get 2,000 am. Is that okay? Rabbeinu Yisrael, are you with me?
Yes.
Are you distracted?
I'm here.
You understand why you skipped on Shmuel? You understand why you skipped on Shmuel?
I cannot hear you. What did you say? I cannot hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Now I hear you, yeah.
Do you understand why it's a tiyuft on Shmuel?
No.
Shmuel holds, if you mess up your kavana, you default to get 2,000 amos.
Right.
If you mess up, then you get, so over here it says, that if you mess up your kavana, you get nothing, zero.
Right.
Shmuel holds, no, if you blow it, if you mess up, there's a default. There's a safety net. Shmuel holds it, Chazal, they made for mankind a safety net. If you mess things up, you'll get your 2,000 amos no matter what. Okay? Rav
what's
says...
Because
here it says that if you mess up the Kavanah, you get zero.
Who says Shmuel says you get zero?
Shmuel says the safety, you get 2,000. If you mess up the kavanah, there's a safety net.
Because
over here, the Braisa says, Bameh Devarim Amurim, it says at the very end that if you mess up the kavanah, you get zero. Shmuel holds, if you mess up the kavanah, there's a safety net, you get 2,000 amos.
Okay. That's, I don't know why the Tiyusa.
This is a Braisa.
Oh,
okay. You can't argue with the Braisa. Okay, you want to chaz, let's chaz, let's chaz the whole Gemara. No, Clark, I should learn something today. The first wide line. Tanya chavosei d'Rav, Tanya chavosei d'Shmuel. Here we go. Tanya chavosei d'Rav. Here we begin a braisa. The braisa, very long braisa. In the braisa, there are going to be two bameh devar mamurims. The Ershta and the Tzveta. The tzveita is going to be the kasha. What's the ershta? It says over here, mi sheba baderech. A person going on the road, v'choshlo, it gets dark. V'cho yimakir ilan agoder, a tree or a fence, v'omar shevitzasi tachtov. The word tachtov, oh, really stinks here. You know this really stinks? It's getting on my nerves, this stink over here. It's getting on my nerves. I knew it was too good to be true to sit over here in the kitchen. It stinks this oven. Maybe it's not, maybe it's something else. I think it's the garbage that stinks. What stinks here? Maybe it's the garbage that stinks. I don't know. I have to get the garbage. It's not a good idea to sit here in the kitchen. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Weiter. All right. Weiter. Trying to figure what it stinks is. Maybe it stinks here. Maybe I stink. Maybe I smell my own stink. No, it's not me. It's the oven. The oven stinks. I gotta move over a little bit. I gotta move over. It's getting nauseous. Tanya Chavose de Rav. Tanya Chavose de Shmuel. Tanya Chavose de Rav. Yishu Baba Derech. V'chosh chaloi. You hear me still?
Yep.
V'chosh chaloi got dark. The word tachtav is not a good word. It's invalid. Loy omar kilum. It's nonsense. So what happens with loy omar? It's meaningless. Avol omar shvisasi b'makom ploini, in a very specific place. And the Gemara is going to explain this means the place that he's specifying has walls. And it's less than the size of a Beis Sosayim, then you're allowed to go in that place within 2,000 amos from where you stand. So you can go to there, and that entire area is considered to be for you one virtual Dalit amos, and you can continue to travel in that direction for another 2,000 amos. Mahalich ach megiel lo samokim, megiel lo samokim, mahalich es kulay v'chutz lo apayim avo. The place has walls. What is called walls? Let's say it's not Mesuyim. There's no walls, you only get Dal Ramas. Next case. Let's say how you shnayim, there were two people walking together. Echad makir and echad shena makir. Is this shena makir? Moisah shivitzasi lemakir. We have makir and moisah shivitzasi makir plani. And now we have the second bamed devodim mamum in a situation where you don't have a makir muslim, where it's not dalet amos, where it's not walls. There's no walls, or there are walls, but it's more than a base of sayim. So then you are obligated to specify an exact, very specific location within this makir to be punished shvisa. Bamed mamum kishus sim the dalet amos shakava. Because over here, when you mess up your kavanah, you get zero. The Gemara says no. The reason why you get nothing in this case, the ikam be makam raglov ad ikaroi trei alfe the arba garmide 2004 amos. The imoikmas lay the idoch gisa the ilon. Come le lebar mitchuma murdik isayim dalamas. If you go, if we put your makom there, in other words, your abilities and tremendous chiddush according to Shmuel, your ability to be koinish shvisa works. Would you believe this? I mean, you saw this murdik azach.
Yeah.
To be koinish shvisa in the makom that you're really not allowed to go, you're not allowed to be in. You're on the road, and you want to be kind of shvisa 5,000 amos away. Superman. Okay, 5,000 amos away.
Right.
Okay, it works. You were kind of shvisa 5,000 amos away. And where are you now? When Shabbos begins, where are you now? Oh, I'm outside 5,000 amos. Outside 2,000, because if I was kind of shvisa 5,000 amos away, So I'm 3,000 amos past my tchum. And what happens if you're even one amma outside your tchum? You can't walk more than dalet amos. So is that a kash on Shmuel? This reason why this fellow can only walk dalet amos is not because Shmuel holds, this brisa holds, that if you mess up, you get nothing. No. If you mess up, you get your 2,000 amos. The reason why you didn't mess up. If you want to be kind of shvisa over there and you're vague, you don't say the right thing, so we give you, we work it out for you. At the point, this case is where you wanted to be kind of shvisa, you are more than 2,000 amos away. So that means right now when Shabbos begins, you're outside of your tchum. Does this make sense to you?
You're outside your tchum and Shabbos begins.
Right. Because the shvisa that you wanted worked. Your kavana to be kind of shvisa there actually worked. It was too good. Your kavana was too good.
So therefore, if a person is in a city and he's kind of shvisa beyond 2,000 amas, how does that work?
You can walk. What that would mean is that inside, if the city has a wall, you can walk the entire width and length of the city, but you can't walk outside the city even one step.
Wow.
Because you were kind of shvisa. Let's say you make a shaliach.
You did a faulty shvisa. You did a faulty kind of shvisa.
A faulty what? Shvisa, right. A faulty shvisa.
Faulty.
You put the bread. You yourself went and you put the bread. Right.
Which kind of shvisa? You blew it.
What do you mean you blew it? It worked. The shvisa worked. But the problem is, where are you now? You're outside your tchum.
I'm inside the city right now.
But the city is more than 2,000 amos away from where your bread is. Shabbos begins. You go out, Erev Shabbos, and you go out and you yourself go out and you put down the bread. You put the bread down and then you come back home and then you realize, Shabbos, wait a minute, where did you put the bread? I put it at the marker number 141. Okay, there's a mile on the highway. You're living in the city. You're living in a beautiful city with a wall around it. You want to go for a walk on Shabbos. So what do? So you go before Shabbos begins. You go and you put down the bread at a certain location. You come back home. Shabbos begins, and you tell your neighbor. So you're going for a walk? Yeah, of course I'm going for a walk. I'm going 4,000. I made a tchum shah, an erev tchumen. Oh really? I didn't see your bread at the marker. Which marker? Well, I put the bread at marker 141. So yeah, the neighbor says, 141? Are you out of your mind? That's 5,000 amos outside the city.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It means, Taka, your Erev Tchum worked. And where are you now? You're now 5,000 amos away from where you were kind of shvisa. So what does that mean for you? You're only allowed to walk Dalit Amos. Well, if you're living in a walled city, the entire walled city becomes one big virtual Dalit Amos. But you're not allowed to walk out of the city even one step. Because you're outside your tchum. Rabbeinu Yisrael, you sound very tired. Are you very tired?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this whole world.
This is easy. What's so complicated? You normally lightning fast.
I mean, because you have over here a concept you started off at the beginning where you don't have to put down any bread whatsoever. You can say
your presence. That's the best shvisa. Your presence is the ultimate shvisa. That's why Rashi always says.
So what's this whole idea of kind of shvisa with bread, and here you do without bread? So why does anybody ever have to go and put down bread?
The answer is when you're living in this leniency, the leniency of being kind of shvisa with your mind was only given to a traveler. There are many halachas that Chazal gave a traveler. A traveler does not need it in a sukkah. A traveler can make passe birois, four corners. A lot of, there are enormous amount of halachas for a traveler. And this is one of the leniencies. He does not need to actually put down bread in the makom where he wants to be koneh shvisa. But when you're not a traveler, when you're a resident, the Chazal were not so generous. And then the rule is, you want to be koneh shvisa? 2,000 amos away, you got a choice. Either go stand there when Bein HaShemashos, stand there, be present in that location, or send a shaliach and put down bread in that location. The halacha of a traveler is a leniency that's unique to a traveler.
Okay, got it.
So over here, the 2,000 amos. If we pull you this out of the tree, come lay bar mitchume. You're gonna be outside the tchum. Isayim dal ramas matzi ozel v'loy loy matzi ozel. So let's see over here what Rashi explains this beautiful line. He has murdik. Okay, Rashi explains. Hacha b'mayas in the loy ozos. The kolay dikam makam b'makam ragel vadi kari treyalpei garmidim. The treyalpei of the tchuma, 2,000 for the tchum. V'dal l'shvisa v'kula kolin b'makam raglav vadi kari. All them end mimakom raglov, the adi karoy, the adayim noif, vadayin noif, the idoch gisa, the ilan noite, chutz lekulon. So what does that mean? The branch extends outside the e mike maslay be idoch gisa the ilan. Come le lebar mitchumish imato noisel shvisa tachas hanoif shebo ever hasheini on the second side nimsemakom raglov shayu oimet sham b'shoshesh kashlo chutz lekulon. So therefore, basically, it's a tree, and the tree has branches going both ways. You still with me? You still with me, Rabbi Shaul? You on the way to shul?
I'm here.
So the case going, we have a tree. And the tree has branches that go both ways. You have the trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree is smack in the center. And the branch goes closer to you, and there's a branch that goes in the opposite direction. Thus, if you specify where you want to be koneh shvisa, that will enable you to be koneh shvisa within 2,000 amos. If you don't specify where by the tree you want to be koneh shvisa, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume the biggest chumra, that you were koneh shvisa on the side of the tree that's outside your tchum. That's 2,004 amos outside. So it's going to be outside your tchum. It's going to be outside your tchum. And thus, you're not going to be koneh shvisa. And that's why you are going to be koneh shvisa, but you're going to be finding yourself now chutz l'tchumah. If you have the tree's in the center, and the tree is exactly the ikoroy of the tree is exactly 2,000 amas. There's a branch that goes backwards 4 amas and a branch that goes forward 4 amas. If you kind of shvisa by the ikor, by the trunk of the tree or on the side of the branch that's inwards, closer to where you are, so you've been kind of shvisa within 2,000 amos of where you are when Shabbos begins. But if you do not specify that's where you're going to be kind of shvisa, we have to assume by default the biggest chumra. We have to assume the worst. What's the worst? The worst is you kind of shvisa. The worst scenario is you kind of shvisa on the other side of the tree, or the side of the tree which goes 2,000 amos in the other direction. In the other direction, that means you're going to shvisa 2,004 amos away from where you're standing. That's outside the tchum. And then you finish, you toast. Got it?
Hello? Yeah.
All right, it's time to pray.
Okay. Go ahead, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. If not for you, what would I do tonight? I'll be sitting and battling and playing with my phone the whole night. It's only because of you I was able to learn something tonight. I learned something tonight. You mezakeh me. Thank you very much. I owe you. I owe you eternally for the chesed. I was able to learn for an hour instead of playing with my phone for an hour.